Hare Krishna. Yesterday was a very celebratory day. It was the day when Govinda Maharaj fed Vrindavan sadhus in honor of his mother. I put a lot of pictures up, about 150 pictures. Devotees can see that in these prasadam distribution. Took place at a little more distant ashram, and also here at our house. It was very, very nice, very, very instructive, and I think that his mother definitely received a lot of blessings and mercy. Today we'll be feeding all the ISKCON devotees as well as the cows at the Goshala. Person who organized all of yesterday's feeding for Govinda Maharaj was my neighbor Balaram Baba, who has whose seva is taking care of the sadhus of Vrindavan. So he feeds them regularly, and he has a clinic for them. He wants to build a hospital, and builds, when he gets properties donated, which he regularly does. This was also a donated property that we went to see. Then there he gives accommodation for sadhus. And so we, in the morning, for 11 o'clock, we went to this very large ashram. It's actually, there's no building on it, it was just property. Just a little further up, back along the Parikram Marg. And probably about half an acre property, maybe larger. And there were about 2,500 sadhus who'd been invited from all over Vrindavan. And they were already sitting down there and ready to be served prasadam. It must have taken a half hour at least to sit them down. And it was in nice lines, different sadhus, different sampradayas, and very nice, very, very well organized. Govinda Maharaj asked Balaram Baba how long it took, and he said it took 20 people 2 days to cook in advance. And everyone received sabji and puri and two sweets and rice, and I think also dal. And it was very, very, very nice atmosphere. The interesting thing was, of course, the culture of respecting prasadam, which is also something that I try to both introduce and then try to maintain, despite sometimes devotees' desire to change our prasadam eating habits to more of a Western standard, unregulated Western standard. But here, everyone had sat down, and everyone was patiently waiting there. And as I said, it took probably quite a good while for them to all sit down. And then it took at least about a half hour to serve everybody. The prasadam serving was super organized by people who really knew what they were doing in terms of quantity and speed and good attitude. And it was distributed in about that long. And while it was being distributed and after it was distributed, no one ate. Everyone waited. And then once everyone had everything served out, then we chanted prayers, and those prayers took a good 5, if not 10 minutes, and still no one ate. And it was only when the word was given that ultimately everyone started to honor the prasadam. And then myself and Govinda Maharaj went around, and we gave dakshina to all of those who were there. Everyone received a 50 rupee note, which is a real change from days gone by when I remember giving everyone a 5 rupee note. But that's the effect of inflation, and times change. So one thing that was that very much impressed me, reminded me, something that I also try to remind devotees of and train devotees in, is not to touch prasadam until everything's been served and until everyone's been given the permission to eat, and then the same thing for finishing when you stand up. And there were not only just men there, but women were there and little children were there. And the little children were trained in the same way. They didn't touch their food, they just waited. And along with the adults, they only started eating when everyone else was eating. This is something that our children should also learn. Not that as soon as the first preparation's on the plate, then they start to dig in. No, we wait, and that's the proper etiquette, proper training. And considering that our children are not like African refugees who haven't eaten for the past 5 days, it's something that they can certainly be trained and taught. Very, very important. And then in the evening, the mahants, or the presidents, temple presidents of all the ashrams, they came over around 4:30 here to the house. And before that, there was a kirtan. Again, Balaram Baba had organized this, and had a very, very nice kirtan that I've also put up. And kirtan went for about 20 minutes, half an hour. They were sitting there, listening, clapping. And then prasadam was served. And the prasadam was even nicer prasadam than the morning prasadam. There was also another sabji, dahiwada. And of course, there was only around 100. They were sitting both in the front and the backyard. And then once again, they observed the same etiquette, even though that they were more highly placed Vaishnavas, sadhus. They were all very nice and polite and warm. And then they got up and left when the proper signal was given. So it was something that, aside from the method of eating, something that the occasion itself, devotees keep in mind that when, of course, according to their own means, when members of the family depart, or there's a birth in the family, some occasion, this feeding of Vaishnavas, what was very striking is that you could really feel the potency, the energy, the goodwill of all of these devotees. And sometimes I was wondering, well, some of these sadhus have really walked a long way, and they know they're participating in a sponsored event, which was for to benefit someone, and especially for the mahants. It's their tradition. It's their way of doing good for others. So not only they were just here for a meal, which I think they didn't necessarily need, but they were also here because this was their sankirtan, to offer blessings and benedictions. And one could feel that there was really quite a bit there to be offered, and quite a bit of benefit was being distributed. And this is our wonderful tradition, not Swedish table, not standing in queue, not the devotees eating as they want, and so on. This Vaishnava etiquette of how to respect prasadam in the way that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates also would, something to consider. Hare Krishna.